Sunday, Parshas Vayikra, Shir Vav.
So we're trying to figure out over here the Gemara on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis. Figure out the Makar for Shlichus. What's the Makar for Shlichus? The Gemara started with a pasuk by Gerushin. That would be enough for Kedushin because we learned it out from Makish Havayi Letzia. That would be enough for our purposes. But once we started off on this search, so we're going to also do over here other places. For example, by Truma. Where do we know that there's such a thing as Shlichus by Truma? Well, we have it in a Mishnah, but where's the Mishnah's Makar, says the Gemara? We can learn it from Kein Tarimu Gam Atem. Atem Gam Atem Lirabois Shluchachem. And then the Gemara says, okay, but what about by Kachem? I have a Mishnah by Kachem that says Shlichus. Where it says in the Mishnah, it was all discussion. We said maybe it's from digging deeper down in the Mishnah. Maybe it's from this Mishnah itself, from the fact that this Mishnah, you could go, the Shlich can go against your wishes, kind of, Akoponim. But we see over here the Shlichus by Kachem. Where did we learn that from? Says the Gemara, we learned that out from the Pasuk of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, learns it from Veshach to Isa Kol Kal Adas Yisrael. But over here with a big proclamation, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says, Mikacha Shluchai Shal Adam Kim Isa, because it says, Veshach to Isa Kol Kal Adas Yisrael. Vichikola Eda Kulam Shaychatim, Aina Shaychat Ela Echad, Ela Mikacha Shluchai Shal Adam Kim Isa. It's interesting, there's two different ways to learn the Jerusha. If you look in the Maram comments we gave out, there's one is the Ramban of Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, and he says, V'hachi kamar. If you have the Maram Mekoyvitz in front of you, V'hachi kamar, V'shachat Oysai, Ha'ish Shehu Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Der Mensch, who is, he is Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. We're not referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Shachu Kenegin Kol Kahal Yisrael. It doesn't mean that. There is Ha'ish Shehu Kol Kahal, the man that's, how is one man called Kahal Adas Yisrael? What's the answer? Kalayma Shehu Shlucham. That's what it means. He is their shliach. V'shach to Oiso Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. One man is Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. That's the way that the Ramban learns. The Shita says differently. Shita Shanod and he says Halchi Kamar. V'shach to Oiso Echad Mikol Kahal Adas Yisrael. One of Kol Kahal Adas is going to Shecht. How could one Shecht? It must be that he is Shluchai Shal Adam Kim Isai. Shachtu Isai Echad Mikol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Two Pshatim. So Rabbi Isai, if you remember on Thursday, we had two Pshatim. What's going on over here? We had the Pshat we said over from the Ateres Shmuel B'Shem the Rivash that says that over here it's a Nair Sart Shlichus. It's a Shlichus Shal Adam Kim Isai Mamish. It's Mamish as if over here we're seeing over here it's Mamish as if that this person is Shechting, it's as if I'm shechting. So one person is shechting and everyone is shechting. One is shechting and everyone is shechting. That's what we said from the Rivash. So that would be like the Ramban. The Ramban is saying, this person is called Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Rebbe Chanan had a problem with that, because if that's true, we're Vayter going to have a problem. How many people are allowed to shecht the Karban? Only one. So how do you have all these people shechting? If shlichus means it's mamish like as if he's me, so how can you have all these people shechting? So Rabbi Chanan says, no, it doesn't mean that at all. The Chor Rabbi Chanan is going to have to learn like the Shita Shalonoi to me. What's the drasha? Echad mikol kahal adas Yisrael. Anyone from kol. It doesn't mean that kol kahal adas is shechting. How many people are shechting? One. He's shechting for me. The Chor, that's going to be the two different pshatim, how we're learning over here in the drasha. Al Kopanim, we have our drasha here. Now we have, seems to be, we have three drashas. Says the Gemara, Nichtav Rachmana beKachim v'Neisei Hanuch v'Nigmu Minei. So now that we have Kachim, and Kachim is a super duper drasha, why don't we just use Kachim and learn the other ones from there? Says the Gemara, Mishum Dikel Amifrach, Ma'alu Kachim Shekein Roiv Ma'aseim Al Yedei Shliach. Maybe Kachim is different. I mean, Kachim is Kodesh, so that's even more of a reason why I'd be able to learn from there. But maybe Kachim is only because Roiv Ma'aseim Al Yedei Shliach, says Rashi. Rashi Dib Ramaschol Roiv Maseim, says Rashi. Kol Avodas Karbanasam Alide Koinim Shehem Shluchim. Everything that happens is Alide Koinim. The Koinim are Shluchim. Sounds like it's like over here is an exception to the rule because the Koinim are always Shluchim. Kol Avodas Hakarvasam is Alide Koinim Shehem Shluchim. So first of all, the Atzmas Yosef discusses this. A machlokes in the Gemara if the Koinim are Shlucha Didan or Shlucha. Dirachamana, or the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If the Shlucha Didan, so then Rashi makes is a lot more easier, or the Gemara is a lot more easier for us to be able to understand, because Ki'ilu we are making Koyim Shluchim in everything, but if It's shlucha derachamana is the shlucha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So what is it, the fact that the shluchim of Hakadosh Baruch Hu have to do with us making him a shliach? So says the Atzmas Yosef. You see that the vart is just that the avoida of the korban is done not al yedei the bailim. It's not done al yedei the person whose it is. Either it's not done, and that's the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says shehem shluchim. Koyanim are good shluchim. Shluchim of Hashem, shluchim of us. They're shluchim. You see, the koyanim are shluchim. That's what Atzmas Yosef says. But the Shari Shmuel, or Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, has a different question. He says, I don't get it. The Gemara says they're roiv masayim al yidei shlichus. Rashi says kol avoydes hakavasim is al yidei koyim shem shluchim. What the Gemara says, Roiv, why is Rashi saying kol? So you want to say that maybe Rashi is saying the Gemara is lav dafka. Every time the Gemara is lav dafka, how does Rashi introduce? Kiloimar! Rashi should say, Kiloimar! Kol avoida sakravasam. Why doesn't Rashi do that? What's going on? Says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, that's not what it means. Rashi means to say is as follows. Roiv ma'aseim al yidei shliach. Kol avoidosam al yidei shliach. But roiv ma'aseim. There's a difference between ma'aseim and avoidosam. The Gemara says, shchita lav avoida. Now, is shchita something that you do to a korban?
Yes,
you do to a korban. But is it considered avoida?
No,
it's a maisa. So therefore, roiv maaseyem al yidei shliach. Because kol avoidosam al yidei shliach. Anything that's an avoida is automatically going to need shlichus. The kohen is going to do the avoida. And the kohen is a shliach. So even the other maisa, which is part of the maisa, but not necessarily avoida, what would that be? Shchita, maybe Shchita also can be done by
the
shliach.
You say the Rashi has to like the Rambam.
That what?
And there aren't two more Shchita like the Rambam.
That what?
That Shchita doesn't shlichus. Isn't
it only
Shchita's
Rambam that doesn't? No, it doesn't need shlichus, but it still is not. It's for sure Shchita's kshera bazar. It's for sure.
Okay, but the fact that shlichus is not avoid, isn't that?
No. We're saying that shchita is not avoid. Is anyone? Everyone holds shchita's kshera bazar. Shchita lav avoid. Shas is a mitzvah on the bailim, even though it's not avoida to do the shchita. Those are two different things. Yaakov is pointing out a very important thing. Is this one thing is whether or not the Bailam has to do it. That doesn't necessarily make it an avoida, right? The Bailam also has to eat the carbon. That's also not an avoida. So the Bailam have to shech the carbon. That's a machlokes as Rambam all the other Rishonim. But everyone agrees, shchita lav avoida. Therefore, you don't need the kohen to do the shchita.
If Rashi is excluding shchita, then he's missing the whole
Rashi's bavorning this. What Eliezer is pointing out is that Rashi's bavorning that obviously only the avoida needs shlichus, but the maizer doesn't need shlichus. But because the avoida needs shlichus, we cannot allow the maizer to have shlichus. That's the crossover. Rashi's pointing out. That's what the Gemara is doing. It's a fact. Shchita lav avoida. So Rashi's just highlighting that. And that's what's the chiddush of the Gemara. Says the Gemara, maybe only every year. Why? Because Roy Masim and Shlich. Says the Gemara, Chada me chada loy asya. I can't learn one from one. That's not going to work. Says the Gemara, Tesi chada me tarti. Why don't I just write two of them? We write three. We don't have to write all three for. I understand why each one cannot be written alone, just that one. But write two and learn the other one out. Tesi chada me tarti. Hi, Tesi. Says the Gemara, how should we do it? Lo lechta rachmana v'kachim v'teisei mehanoch. Why don't I just not write kachim and I'll learn it out from the other two. That's an easy one, right? Because kachim is more kadosh. Why don't you not write gerishin and learn out gerishin from the other two, from kachim and truma? So what does it mean? Says Rashi. Hi Tesi Garcia, Shken Yeshu Machshava, Kotchim Nami Isnayo Bimachshava. Gomer Beliba Loimer Shorza Oila, Hareza Oila, Kidamish Vosa Paragimel, Maitis Secha, Ainly Alam, Itibiswasav, Gomer Beliba, and I'm Tamil, Kona Divlave Oivus. Says Rashi, so therefore I see from this Pasuk, and Tesi brings the same Pasuk, that he's Gomer Beliba Loimer Shorza Oila, Hareza Oila. It works even if it's just Gomer Beliba Loimer. Okay, brings the Turi Evan an interesting chakira. Can a person make something kachim b'machshava? Yes or no? What do we see in Rashi?
Yeah.
Yes. But what happens if he wants to say his hektish? Not every person is doing hektish just b'machshava. Some people say, Hare olai oila, or Hare zu oila. If he wants to say it, is it going to be chal b'machshava or chal b'dibor?
Did he say it?
That's his chakir. Hold on a second. I'll get it to you, honestly. If he only wants to think it, what's it going to be chal b'machshava? But if he wants to say it, is it still chal b'machshava or now it's chal b'dibor? Ari asks, what's the difference? It's chal. The difference is, what happens if the way that he said it, it wasn't going to be chal? For example, he's gomer b'liboy to make something into an oila. And when he said it, he accidentally said the word chatas. He said the word chatas.
So that goes with leiv.
So hold on a second. Well, but we say over here it works. Yeah. Over here we're saying it works. Right? So if you say it's going to be chal b'machshava, it's machshava was to make it chal oilo, what's going to be chal? Oilo. If he says he wants it, but if you say it's only chal with a dibur, what's going to be chal? Nothing. You would think chatas, right? Why is chatas not going to be chal? Because he didn't have das for that. He said it by accident. It was pure. It was push at the tongue. It was a slip of the tongue. Because there's a special gzeres hakasiv that by kachim we care about das. Just like we said, you need machshava or you need piv v'liboy shavin. There's a concept called piv v'liboy shavin. So therefore, if a person doesn't have a peh when he says it's not going to be chal, or you want it to be chal. If the point is, says the Turiyev, what happens if a person is thinking one thing in his heart and says something else? If his machshava is chal, then what? It'll be chal machshava. Says the Turiyev, a moradik echidish. He says, in such a case, it's not chal. It's not chal. We had a similar yisoid, Rabbi. So do you remember where we had this yisoid? From Rabbi Ber. We had a shayla.
Didn't we say dvar shalei
in dvar? But not over here. Only by Hector shouldn't say dvar shalei in dvar. So we said, where do we say?
It's not chal. It says he has a machshava, and he says
he has a machshava, and he says something else. It's not going to be chal.
Nothing happened.
We had a similar vart before from Rabbi Ber. There's an umdina. Can kedusha michal with an umdina? Yes. So what's the Gemara Shaila of dibur? Who cares about the dibur? What? By any of the lashonis of Viv, not nasan ivamar who. By any other lashonis, harizu atzu rasi, harizu charufasi, harizu all the lashonis. Who cares about the lashon? Let it be chal with the umdina. Vosot rebaruch begizokt.
Von
a dibur shnait minishkin umdina. Mechanished. So we had a whole hakarai, went to Reb David about it, Rabbi Yisai. But this is a similar type of Yisai. Over here, you're thinking over here one thing, but you're saying something else. Do we go basa your thinking, or you go basa your dibur? The answer is, fun a dibur shnait minishkin machshava. Whatever that means. Okay, we're not going to get back into this hak. We had major hak from on the Rabbi Berub, Kalevsky, Kasha's, Vartz, Akopanim. What we're saying over here is a similar type of thing. If you, Enachanami, you could have used your machshava, but because you intended on saying it, will your machshava work? No. As I zokt, the Turei Yevon. However, the Afikayam says, Rashi Be'ah says not like that. It's Mefurish and Rashi not like that. Why? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, what's the example of machshava? What's the case of machshava? Says Rashi, "Gomar beliboy loymar shor ze oila hareza oila." Vos meit teich de verta zokta fikeyam. Gomar beliboy loymar. What does that mean? He decided to say. Gomar beliboy loymar. Is this person going to say hareza oila? Yes. And still the Gomar says that's an. Rashi says that's an example of being chal. B'machshava keitzad, gomar b'liboy loymer hershor zeloy zareza oyla. What? Says the Afikayam, so you see Rashi, not like the Tureyev. However, the Beis Lechem Yud affect the Akasha. He says, okay, if that's what Rashi really means, why in the world is Rashi doing this to us? Why is Rashi throwing us for a tizzy? He doesn't just do it stam. Angamor just wants to know a case of machshava. Give me a simple, nice case of machshava. What do you have to tell me? Gomar beliboy loymar. What do you have to do that for? Says the Beis Lechem Yehuda. Rashi should have just said it. He's gomar beliboy. Gomar beliboy loymar. Why? Why did Rashi make such a complication for us? For what reason? Therefore, the Beis Nachum Yehuda says, I think that's not what Rashi means at all. And the word loymar does not always mean a person has to say with his mouth. Vayoymer Haman Beliboy. Is that Lashon HaPasuk? Vayoymer Haman Beliboy. Haman set in his heart. You don't have, when you saying doesn't necessarily mean that you said it out loud. Gomar Beliboy loymar. Which means that he had mind in his heart to say it in his heart. That's it. And it's all b'machshav. But in Achanami, says the Beis Nachum Yehuda, they intended on saying it b'peh. Maybe the Turei Evan is right. Okay. However, the Fikei Yam says, no, Rashi means Gomar Beliboy Loimar. Loimar. If that's the case, let's get back to the Beis Lachem Yudas Kasha. So then, why would Rashi say this to us? So it's interesting. The Knoblovich in the Sefer Bumaritz brings over here an Or Sameach. The Or Sameach is in Hilchos Maisa Korbanus, and he's Medayik in Rambam the following thing. The Rambam always brings the din of Machshava in context to a neder. A person makes a neder b'machshava to bring a korban, harei ze neder. Why doesn't the Rambam say Ari's a neder? Why doesn't say Ari's a carbon? Says the Or Sameach, you know what? It doesn't work until you actually do a dibur later. The machshava works to make it into a neder, but what's actually going to make it into a carbon in the end? A dibur. Me'achshava. The machshava will make it into a neder, but the actual carbon is only going to happen when you have a dibur later on. And maybe that's a Rashi holds. We saw something similar benageh to Truma. Does Truma work b'machshava? You remember we saw the Rashba. The Rashba says you have to do a afrasha. You could do a machshava together with a netila. The machshava can work with a netila. Machshava doesn't work alone. Maybe over here also. The machshava doesn't work alone. The machshava works together with afterwards a dibur. So this is also sheken yesh the machshava doesn't mean that it works just with machshava alone. Machshava by truma, it's machshava with a netila. Over here it's machshava with a dibur. So therefore, over here we're saying that would Rabbi Sai, this is what we use to explain the ritva. Because what do the ritva say? The Ritva compared Machshava to Kedushin. The Ritva asked the question, what do you mean? Kedushin also works Machshava by a Sukkah Maisa Inyan. What do you mean? That needs a Maisa. So we said that in a Chanami, but the fact that you're using a Maisa together with the Machshava doesn't change the Machshava element of it. Shum also might need a Maisa. And Hekdush might also mean something in Amira. But to make that the Neder is Chal, to have the Das over here, that's going to be enough. The Das. Okay. The Shita Shalomi asks another question, though. He says, hold on a second. Where is the Pasuk of Shlichus by Kodshim? Which part of the process does the Pasuk say Shlichus by Kodshim? It says, V'shachatu Aysai Kol Kadzes Yisrael. So it's talking about the Shchita. We're not talking about making it Kodesh. We're talking about, can you do the Shechita b'machshava? Can the Shechita be b'machshava? No. So what are we bringing? Sheken Yeshna b'machshava. Shechita is not b'machshava. The Shlichus is on the Shechita. The Shechita is not on making it Kodesh.
Maybe if I'm making a Kohen Shliach there, you don't have to say out that you want him to be when you're shechting it. You don't have to say you want him to be your Shliach, but it's like...
But can the shechita be b'machshava? The shechita itself.
So you say I'm making your shliach.
But how do we know that we're saying we already have a fact? The fact is that by kodshim works b'machshava. What works b'machshava by kodshim? What's an example? We said, oh, I can make it kodesh. I can make it kodesh. But over here, we're not talking about making it kodesh. We're talking about the shechita. So we're talking about two different parts.
You don't have to make him your shlichus.
Not machshava. You know, the makar for shlichus is from here. The makar from shlichus by kodshim is by shchita. Says the Gemara, can I learn out from here to other things? No, because this works machshava. What works machshava?
Part of it. The concept of.
But we're talking about shchita. So
making
what?
Making him your shliach.
In a chanami.
Any other shliach have to speak it out that you want him to be your shliach. By calling shachri animal, you don't have to speak out you want him to be your shliach.
But who said? Where'd you get that from?
That you don't have to speak it out.
Yeah, where'd you get it from?
Anyone everybody brings their comment and says to the Kohen, you're my
Shechita. Maybe, maybe. How do you know not? We bring a pasuk that when you're makdish the karbon, you don't have to be makdish the bad miro. But that's when the makdish the karbon, talking about the Shechita. So I'll get to you, Ari, in a second. So first.
It's only coming from the rest of the
Good, good. So I want to speak it out. So we'll start like this. Lefi the Rambam, lechoyro, it's very pashut. Why? Because the Rambam says that really Shechita doesn't need Shlichus. The Rambam never brings a din that the Baalim have to do Shechita. So we said according to the Rambam, so what's the Gemara bring a pasuk of Shlichus from Shechita? It's just an example. It's just here to learn out the concept of Shlichus. But in Achanami, we're not talking about Shechita in particular. Even though the pasuk is by Shechita, but Shechita is really just an example for everywhere else. Therefore, you don't want to isolate it for Shechita. But even according to the other Rishonim, that the pasuk is telling you that Shlichus by Shechita, but Lemaisa, this is talking about the inyan of Kachim. Therefore, the fact that Kachim has in it this kula is going to help us to learn it everywhere else. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. The Gemara says, so why don't we learn out Truma from Kachim and Gerishin? Lo lichta Rachmana Truma. V'teisim Mehanach. You could. Yitaka could do that. It would work. If I wouldn't write Truma, and I could learn it from the other two. Rashi explains, how do you learn it out? Says Rashi, V'teisim Mehanach. Ma kodshim shehu kodesh. Yeshlam b'shliach. Truma shehu kachor loy kol shchein. Ma kodshim shehu kodesh. Ma'aseh ma'aseh shliach. Gerishin yochichu. Ma gerishin shehu yeshlam cholay tzol truma. Kodshim yochichu. Chazor adin. So again, Rashi starts us with a kal v'chomer. Why does Rashi start with a kal v'chomer? Learn it from the two. So we put down a yisoid. Whenever you're learning from a tzad hashaveh, what do we always start it with? Kal v'chomer. Where do we see this? You remember where we saw this? Chuppah. What do we see? Where do we see it in Chuppah? Gemara. Where is the Gemara? Where did the Gemara say it? No. Where did the Gemara say it? Rav Huna. The Gemara. The sugi is not, but you weren't here. The Gemara says in Dav Gimel Amid Alf, the Rav Huna Chuppah Koine. Mikal v'chomer. Sechem v'zomer. Hamamina. The maskan is from a tzad hashaveh. A tzad hashaveh is a kal v'chomer. Rashi does it over here also. Rashi starts off with Kachim, and then he says Kol Shechein, and Rashi says I'll use Gershin to save the Kal V'Chomer Tzad HaShavah. But I have a Shaila, Rabbi Sai. Why does Rashi start with Kachim? Why didn't Rashi start with Gershin? I mean, I asked this question to Reb Shlomo Nachum Ogelantor. He said he could have done that too. Could have started with Gerishin and used Kachim to save the day. He started with Kachim and used Gerishin to save the day. Could have started with Gerishin and used Kachim to save the day. I mean, you got to do one or the other. I mean, you know. So he started in this way. Maybe that's true. I'd like to suggest maybe more than that. But I say, which is the super duper drasha?
The order of the Kachim. Gemara.
The first Gerishin and then Kachim.
No, the Gemara tried proving first Kachim, then Gerishin, then they did Truma.
The first pasuk we have is Gerishin. And the Teisim Mechad Mechad, we're going in upwards order. We're going backwards, but
we went that way.
But Lamaisa, the first drush is the other one. It could be. So I always say, which is the super douche, super duper shlichus pasuk?
Kachim
is the super duper pasuk. Why?
It's the most kaddish. It's making you shlech. Do kaddish.
Man from them, not just that. What? Because Kimaisai, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseiah made a whole big deal. Minayin sheshlucho shel adam Kimaisai from Kachim. So we want Kachim to be the big drasha. Kachim's the big daddy. We're going to use Gerishin to kind of like help us along with it. But we want to learn from Kachim. That's why Rashi starts with Kachim. Kenzai. Stop and listen. After says the Gemara. So if you could do that. So then why Taka? Is there a pasuk for Truma? Ela atem gamatem lomali. Mi boyle kid Rabbi Yanai. Don Rabbi Yanai, gam atem b'nei bris, ashluchachem b'nei bris. Just like you are a b'nei bris, also your shliach is a b'nei bris. Yeah. Frekt Rabbi Yoshev, he brings from the Achrayim the question. Do you need to be a ben bris in order to do shlichus?
To make or to be a shliach?
to be a shliach. Sounds like from here, yes, you need to be, and that's the halacha. So how did Klal Yisrael shecht Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim? V'shachatu Aisul Kol Kal Adas Yisrael Bein Arbayim. Where is that pasuk talking about? Where did that happen? Where did that take place? In Mitzrayim. When did Klal Yisrael become Klal Yisrael? Only at Har Sinai. Koidem Matan Torah. Hold on a second. Koidem Matan Torah. They didn't have a din of Yisrael yet. Well, it's a big machlokes. Parshas Drachim. Whole hak. But let's assume they didn't have a din of Yisrael. So how could they be shluchim? Kasha. Hold on a second. Let's just enjoy the kasha. Such a beautiful kasha. Take in the kasha. Soak in the kasha, Rabbi Yisai. Ah, let's say it again. Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha like this. If you're telling me over here that you can only make a shliach if you're a ben bris, so then how was it that in Mitzrayim Klal Yisrael sent shluchim? The whole pasuk of Shachtu is talking about in Mitzrayim. Kol hakal das bnei Yisrael, can they send a shliach if you can't send a goy to be a shliach? You tell me they had a din of Yisrael. They weren't Klal Yisrael yet. It was koyde man Torah. Koyde man Torah. They were goyim according to that mandara. It's a shaila. But let's just say you have a kasha.
Hagufa. That's that. When they're Jews,
hold
then
on,
you can't.
A lot of people have things to say.
Just
yeah.
Like you are a Jew,
huh? Right.
Gam Atem, just like you're a Jew.
Yes,
they
weren't
either a Jew.
So says the Masas Binyamin. Masas Binyamin says that it's true that a Jew can only make a Jew a shliach, but a goy halacha lemaisa can make a goy a shliach. A goy can make a goy a shliach. Shluch Hashanah kemaisa. That's not kemaisa. It's kemaisa. So a goy can make a goy a shliach.
So who's?
That's what the Masas Binyamin says. Taka.
Why are we saying that Brissel?
There are halachas that are nogeya to goy. Rabbi, say if anyone has other terutzim, because well, we hold them. Hold on. There are halachas nogeya to goy. Can a goy make a shliach on a din of a goy? The answer is yes. A goy can't be a shliach. A goy can't be a shliach for a goy, for a yid. But because shluch hashalom kemoyse ma'atem af shluchachem. But if a goy is the mashalech, the goy can be the shliach.
We had a din of goy then.
Oh, that's another shot. Hold on. Yeah, Dov, you had something else to say? Same thing.
You pressed the
same. That's what you're gonna say. Same thing.
I'm saying that, meaning like when we're if we're not
yeah. Okay, Yaakov, what do you say?
First of all, Shani Halacham Yafshir, Hassan Yafshir. First of all, that could be.
Okay.
Second of all,
yeah.
In the context of Karban Pesach, bris means usually an arrow can't bring a karban. Maybe the same thing over here.
Say a little bit better. It's very good. Say a little bit better. Hold on. Think about it.
Okay. You need a bris to bring it or just eat it. Maybe you could, they could bring it, but they didn't eat it.
The question is in the shliach. Again, what do you say?
So they brought it and they did the
right.
Maybe
right.
They didn't eat it. So they're allowed to bring it. So they're allowed to bring it.
Yeah, but how could they make a shliach? The shliach is not a yid. Shliach is not a yid. So. First, so there's a whole machlokes if a goy can make a goy shliach. I'm going to get back to you, Yaakov, in a minute. But I have a different shayla. Can a goy make a yid a shliach?
With our mitzvah for what?
A goy. If we said a goy can make a yid can make a yid a shliach, a goy can make a goy a shliach. Can a goy make a yid a shliach?
Why not?
Why would he not be able to?
What would you do? Make the truma?
No, whatever guy's doing. Let's say to make truma.
It's
yeah, it's.
A yid
is a guy plus.
Ah, oh, Shaila is. Is a yid a guy plus?
No.
That's the Shaila. Or a yid is another zah. That's such a guy with a yarmulke. It's not a guy with mer mitzvahs. It's an under a chevtza. It's under a chevtza.
When we ask by Shkita, how could a guy ever do a Shkita? Because it can't do the Shkita.
Right.
Ah,
if a goy can make a Jewish shliach, then the chori kid goy can do it. Very good. Very good.
Didn't you say that you can't? Like,
yeah, but you can't do it. You can't do it because if a goy can't do it, that might be the problem. But okay. Anyway, let's have to get back to that. We have to get back to that. There's a chalois. You make truma. Can a goy can be mafresh truma? That's a different question. There's a lot of nice goyim out there. He wants to take a carbon. There's things that goyim that want to do, and they send a shliach. Will it work with a shliach? Al kol ponim, this is one teretz that depends. If is a machlokes halacha lemaisa, a lot of achronim argue. Magen Avraham and others that argue and say that a goy cannot make a goy a shliach. So back to our question: what was Kedem Matan Torah? Says Yaakov. I'm just sprucing it up a little bit. What? Oh, it says that. What is the drasha? Ma'atem bnei bris, ashluchachem bnei bris. Did Klal Yisrael have a bris koyde matan Torah? Yes. When did they get their bris? Over here, right by Korban Pesach, right before they made the Korban Pesach, because you're not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach unless you have a bris. So what did everyone have to have? Bris. So for sure there was a bris. So in Echanami, maybe he didn't have a din of Yisrael of bnei bris chot shote gahath that he did have. And then Rabbi Yosha takes out a trot weiter, says Rabbi Yosha, maybe even had a din of Yisrael already. Because this bris was the bris of their eventual gerus. Every ger needs a bris and also needs tefillah. The Ramban says, where was the bris at Har Sinai? It says that, it said Matan Torah. Where was the bris of Har Sinai? They already had a bris. So you could say, Atofes Dam Bris. Says Ramban, no, that bris, that's the bris of Geirus, the bris from Korban Pesach. So says Rabbi Yosef, there ain't anything of Yisrael.
Was it bris for Geirus?
It's the bris of Geirus. Geirus of Yadus, one called Geirus, whatever. That was when the religion started. That's when it started.
Pending.
So kind of like an Eved. An Eved gets a bris right away, and he doesn't do Tvila until he's Neshachar.
Is there bris in the Midbar?
What?
Wasn't there another bris in the Midbar at the end of...
That was later. That was much later.
Yeah. That was after him.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Says Rashi... Says Rashi... The Kiddur Rav Yanai says Rashi, Lahachi Kosav Gam Lurabuye Shliach Mishim Deboy La Akushe Lemeshalchoy Lememer Da Ivikechavim Pasol. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Lahachi Kosav Gam Lurabuye Shliach. Is Gam coming Lurabuye Shliach? We know Shliach already. Where do we know Shliach from? From Kachim and Gerishin. So why does Rashi say Nahaki Kasav Gamla Rabuye Shliach? What? Why? So the Pasuk is coming to teach me that it can't be done Ayadei Goy, but Rashi says the way that it's being learnt is there's a Pasuk of Shlichus, and from the Pasuk of Shlichus we will extract that it needs to be Dafka ben bris. But if you'd ask Rashi in the end of the day, if you would ask Rashi, where do you know shlichus from truma? What would Rashi say?
From
Gamatem. And it's interesting because this taka Rashi in Chagigo, Rashi there on Daf Yudam at Beis, Rashi says shlichus by truma is learned out from Gamatem. Frekta or Kiva Eger brings the Turi Evan. What do you mean from Gam Atem? It's not learned from Gam Atem. It's learned from the Talashav of Kachim and Gerishin. It's not learned from Gam Atem. Gam Atem is just teaching you that a guy is not good. But the Lashon of Rashi is no. It says it's teaching you Shlichus, and an outgrowth of the fact that you learned Shlichus, he's going to tell me that a guy is not good. So come to Chayis, Rabbi Yisai. According to Rashi, how many Makars for Shlichus do we have?
Two.
How many places in the Torah? Shlichus. Three. We use Gerishin and Kudshim to teach me lots of stuff. And I use Truma to teach me other stuff. But I have all three. If you'd ask Rashi the Makar for Shlichus, I'm going to say all three. Gamatim is the Makar for Shlichus. And from the Makar for Shlichus, I teach me that you can't. If you look in the Rush, Rabbi, so if you could turn to the Rush for a second. In the back of the Gemara. The Rush in the back of the Gemara. Here in the beginning of the second Perek, the Rush says, in Simon Beis, it's page Chaf Dalet, at least in my I don't know what page. Shlichus Minalon, Ditanya, Vishalach Malamit Shuois, a Shliach, Vishalach Malamit Shuois, a Shliach, Vishalach Vishalach Malamit Shuach, a Shliach, Vitanya Bishub and Karcha, Minan Shishlucha Shamka, Moses, and never Shachto, I so called as Israel, who called Shun Shotin and Shaka Delechot, and the kind of army Shishlucha Shamka Moisai, Umina, Yalfinon, the Chol, Duchten, the Shlucha Shamka Moisai. Suppose Mal Gershkin is about Karcha, I mean a country of here, because Mal Kotchkin, Romesan, Gerish Yachichu. He starts with Kachim, he starts with Gerishin and goes down to Kachim. Not what Rashi did. And that's it. Rashi Mibinayu. What does the Rush leave out? What?
Truma.
Gamatem. No, makes no mention of Truma. He just blocks out that Gemara. Where's the Makar? Two places. If you look in the Rif, return to the Rif, the back of the Gemara. The beginning of the second Perek. The Rif says, Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Koicha Omer. If you see that Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Koicha Omer. It's right after the first old Gemara, the Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Koicha Omer. You see that? Tanya, it's the two dots. It's right. Tanya Rabbi Yeshua ben Koicha Omer. Minayin sheshluch ha-shalim kemaisa shenemar. V'shachatu oisa kol kala dasi soa ben arbaim. V'chikol ha-kol m'shkodein ha-shachat al-echad. Mikan sheshluch ha-shalim kemaisa. Period. Then he moves on to Dvar Avera. That's it. Haloi Dovar. Let's get it straight. According to Rashi, how many makaris do you have for shlichos?
Three.
Rush, two. Riff, one.
Which one does he bring down?
Shachatu oisa kol kala dasi soa. Strange. Interesting. Interesting. So we explained in Rashi. Rashi's saying there's an extra makar from over there. That's the way Rashi learns out the drasha of Shachtoi, so called Kaladas Yisrael. The way he learns out the din of Bnei Bris, because that's the makar of Shlichos. What's the machlokes Rush and Rif? Well, why would the Rif only bring one pasuk? You can't learn it out from Kachim, right? Why can't you learn it from Kachim? Because everything else is Chol Eitzel Kachim. We said we can't learn it all from Kachin. So what does the Rif mean, this is the Makar? What does the Rif mean to say, this is the Makar? What he means to say is...
It's the ultimate Makar?
What? With Gerishin. With Gerishin. It's the ultimate Makar. This is the granddaddy. This is the same way we saw that Rashi said, we're going to put Kachin first. Why? Because Kachin is Shlucha Shaladim Kamoitzoi. That's the big Makar. In a Hanami, we might need other things to help us out, but the big Makar is Shlucha Shalom Kamaisai. That's what the Rif does. As opposed to the Rush seems to even put Gerishin first. He puts Kachim second. He's like, Kachim, Gerishin, it's all the same. Who made them all the same? Rabbi Chanan. You remember we had a Machlokes, Rivash and Rabbi Chanan. I mean, Rabbi Chanan's an Achron, but Rabbi Chanan said, listen, this is all the same Shlichos. No special Shlichos going on over here. Okay, so Gerishin, Kachim, it's all the same. It's one. We're learning them together, Tzuzamin. Beidem Tzuzamin. We're learning the two of them together, says the Rush. The Rif is saying there's a special thing of Shluch Hashem Kamaisa by Kachim. That's going to be like the Rivash. That says over here, we're learning that the Maisa is Messiachas. It's as if I did it myself. This is the granddaddy of all Limudim. That's the Pshat in the Rif. And Rashi's saying we need a special Joshua also for Truma, because Rashi says that's the way I'm going to learn out Bnei Bris. Is going to say just like this is the Makor for Shlichas and also other things. Now the Gemara continues.
What's the Rush say again? Why is he Gerishin first?
Because he doesn't care. He's not mechalik between Gerishin and Kachim. They're all the same. He's saying it's not. Like Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan said, there's no din of Kamaisai. If it's Kamaisai, then it's going to be two people shechting. It's going to be pasul, said Rabbi Chanan. It's all the same, Rabbi Chanan learned. The Chayra, that's going to be pshat in the Rush. Now the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk for that. I could learn it out from something else. Saying an eved can't be a shliach on a get. Why not?
Betoiras.
So can a goy be a shliach on truma?
He's not betoiras.
This is the Gemara. Itzchach. Hello. A guy is betayrus. Wait, a guy is not betayrus. A guy has truma. The tanan obi kachavim kusit shetamim shemas and truma. So, Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro's Bala, what's the back and forth of the Gemara over here? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Guy is ain't betayrus. So the Gemara back. Guy is betayrus. Oops. What happened? That's a failed havamina. That doesn't make any sense. Well, what happened in the Gemara over here? So, Beis Hashem Bli Neder, we're going to try tomorrow if we have time. We're having a special shiur tomorrow. The Rosh Hashiva of Shar Yashiv, Rabbi Yeager, son-in-law of Shlomo Feifeld. Beis Hashem is going to be saying a special shiur tomorrow. Hopefully, before that shiur in the morning, we're going to try to go through this sugya in order that we should be able to move on. Rabbi, so we're going to try to get as much done as possible over here in the second parak. We're just getting our feet wet. So, Beis Hashem, hopefully, we'll be able to continue with this tomorrow and then move on to the next sugya. Have a great day, everyone.
Let me see if we can really get that story.
Probably, I'll talk.